mitzvah, a new topic today in terms of tefillah, and the Ramchal puts it in the context of the entire Derech Hashem. Inyan ha-tefillah hu. Tefillah is not just a mitzvah, it's an inyan. Ki hinei min ha-sidarim she-sidra ha-chachma ha-yona hu. Again, going back to the first chelek, when we deal with the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, שלהיות הנבראים מקבלים שפע ממנו יתברך, צריך שיתעוררו הם אליו, ויתקרבו לו, ויבקשו פניו. And this is the way that Pinchas has his introduction to Sharim B'Tfilah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a manner that even though he wants to give the shefa, everything is waiting to be given to man, everything is waiting to be given to all the worlds. However, man has to request it. Man has to yitkarvulo, man has to create a dialogue, create a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yivakshu panav, there has to be a bakasha, and then kafi hitoru tamlo, to the degree, mida keneged mida, to the degree that their request is sincere, ken yimashech alayhem shefa. The more sincere the request, tefillah la'ani, tefillah la'David, tefillah la'Moshe, the more the shefa. V'im lo yitoeru, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is necessary, lo yimashech b'lahem. They have, there was a call that man, which has been translated post Chet Adam HaRishon into Klal Yisrael, have to take the initiative. If man doesn't take the initiative, until Klal Yisrael cried out in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring a geula. Hinei ha'adon Baruch Hu chafetz v'rotze shetirbe tovat ruav b'chol hazmanim. Now, so according to this, why should there be a concept of a tefillah yomes? A tefillah should be in time of need. And whenever there's a need, we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Baruch Hu wants there to be as much tova as possible in the world constantly. And therefore, hechin lahem avoda zo devar yom biyom. So therefore, we have a concept of a tefillah yomes, even midoraisa, according to the Rambam, she'al yada yimashech lahem shefa ha-hatzlacha v'ha-bracha constantly, kefi mashehim tzrichim lefi matzav ha-mezeh b'zeh ha-olam. Okay, so this we know is built into Briyas ha-olam, that everything waited for the point where man was created, saw the world needed rain, davened for the rain, and then the rain came, and then everything that was just under the surface immediately bloomed and blossomed. And this is the concept of Mave being Adam. That's the nature of man, is to daven. Man is a Ruach Memalala. The man was created to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of this is built in to the world of Tefillah. Okay, that's where we begin the inyan. Amnam omek yoter yesh ba'inyan. One can go down another step. V'hu, down meaning deeper. V'hu ki hinei ha'adon baruch hu nasan la'adam de'a l'hiyot minaheg atzmo ba'olamo b'seichel u'bitvuna. Man is the most intelligent of all of God's creation. He'emis hamasa alav. And that man can be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man the daya that he should be able to figure out how he will survive, how he will flourish in the world. Ve'emis hamasa alav liyot mafakeach al tzrachav kulam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of man, that man is going to go through the motions of taking care of himself. That's what we call hishtadlus. And without that hishtadlus, man is not going to have anything. The question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all of this on man? Why didn't HaKadosh, even when man was in Gan Eden, he was put there with the kelim la'avda u'lishamra. He was not expected to just lie, you know, it's on his back on a hammock and wait for the angels to put grapes into his mouth. In other words, he was supposed to be involved in kol tzrachav kulam. V'ha'inyan hazeh, in other words, the difference is that kind of really would have been the no zeyah. Now it's b'zeyah sapecha toch alechem. Then it wouldn't have been with Zeya, but man would have been involved. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want man to have this level of intelligence? Why did he want him to be involved in his own sustenance? Ha'echad liyikaro shel adam v'chashivuto shenitan lo ha'secho v'hadeya hazot liyot menahel et atzmo karuli. Firstly, if the world was created for man, then man has to be on top of the animal kingdom. Man has to, in order for him to rule over the world, he has to have more intelligence than anyone else in the world. That shows that he is the source. He is the purposeful creation. But Shani, beyond, you know, is giving man the honor of being more intelligent. Lihiyotro esek ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted man to connect to the world. Oli kasher be'inyanav. He wanted man to use the world for his purpose. V'zemi mashe mekayemo b'matzavo ha'enoshi shezacharnu l'mala. You know, if he wanted man to be man, he wanted man to use not only his ruchani side, not only his soul, but also his body. Shehu derech chol v'lo kodesh. V'hu mashim itztarech lo bizman ozek if yiseder hadzer hanaga. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to introduce Kedusha into the world of chol. How can he introduce Kedusha into the world of chol? Via his partner, via man. But the man has to have a contact with the world of chol. That man needs the plant life in order to be able to eat. He needs animal life for purposes of his plowing and his transportation. He needs the mineral life in order to be able to build buildings, etc. And when he uses all of that for Kedusha, that instills the entire world with Kedusha. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistater. He's hidden in everything. And man can bring out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. But he's only going to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything if he has an esek ba'olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man that he needs the world. Man, even minimally, he needs the world in order to be able to survive, in order that man instill Kedusha into everything he does. The fact that man has to be involved in the world is a yirida. It means that he has to stress his physical body. He has to take that into account as well as his soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his tfuna, felt that if man were to use the world, he'd be able to raise the world. And by raising the world, he's also raising himself. Unfortunately, this is where the Yetzer Hara kicks in. Man can get over-involved in the world. And then rather than his raising the world pulls him down. Anytime that you're going to have an interaction, it could be not only a one-way street, it's a two-way street. So man was created to interact with the world in order to raise the world. But if he gets too involved in the world, then rather than his raising the world pulls man down to its level. The more that man turns his esek in Olam Hazeh into a keva as opposed to an arai, kach mitracheku min ha'or ha'olyon. So he's farther away from spirituality, he's farther away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitchashech yoter, and then his world becomes darker, and then we have a slippery slope. V'hinei heichin ha'bori yitbarach shemo tikun l'zeh. And so, of course, it's not really fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this task. The task is you have to touch the world, and yet we know that touching the world, you know, is a slippery slope, and we can just fall into the world and then view the world as our be all and end all, and then we've lost our present and our future. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that to us unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tikkun? What's the tikkun? Tefillah. Namely, that this tefillah over here would be what we call brachos. That before we touch the world, we make a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz Shakol Miyeh Bedrero. Namely, we remind ourselves before we get in touch with the world, we remind ourselves before we use the world, that this is that our purpose in using the world is to raise the world, is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the world, is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. V'humashi yakdim ha'adam v'yizkari v'yamod lefanav yitbarach. I mean, what is tefillah? Tefillah is an amidah lefnei hamakom. what we ask is less relevant than the fact that we're standing in front of God. Remember Yishal called Tzirachav, Va'alav Yashlich Yahavo. That in other words, we have to daven. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his Siyata Dishmaya in order to be able to gain from the world. V'yezer reishis kloli v'ikari l'chol hishtadluto. Ad shekasher yimashech achar kach b'shar darkei ha'ishtadlus, shehim darkei ha'ishtadlus ha'enoshi, by putting everything in the context of tefillah / bracha, of the world of bakasha, the world of shevach, by putting everything into that context, lo yikra shiyistabach v'yishtaka b'guf niyut v'cham riyut. The person takes his tefillah seriously, person takes his brachos seriously, so this gives the right context to his interconnection with the world, and then rather than his drowning in the world, kevan shekvar hikdim v'tala hakol bo yitbarach, since the whole concept of tefillah is that we recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything that we have, lo tiyeh yirida to yirida rava, rather than he is constantly falling and falling and falling, that the tefillah will serve as his achi samach, the tefillah will serve as his rope, as his ladder, to pull the world up with him rather than being pulled down by the world. V'hine, oh, that's ready for tomorrow. Okay, so for tomorrow we'll continue the unique chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very, very beautiful parashah. It should be read over and over and over.